Welcome to Brief and Not So Brief. This is our first episode, so
get hyped.
Yeah.
Get excited because, first episode is always the hardest.
Definitely. It's tough to get it off the ground, but since it's our first episode, we should introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
My name is Seth Heasley, and I'm 46 years old. I'm also the host of the Hugo's There podcast and the co-host of Take Me to Your Reader. So I'm imagining that a bunch of people who are listening to this probably are coming over from one of those podcasts. But if not, hi, welcome. And my co-host is my son.
Yes, I'm Ethan. You haven't heard me before. This is my first time being on a podcast. My dad kind of pitched the idea of doing something together for fun. So I'm 17 years old, so I'll be heading off to college next year, which is one of the reasons we actually started this, because we wanted to have stuff to do together for this last period of time together, because it goes by really fast. And so besides for just being a son, I'm a swimmer, and then I also, whenever he watches movies, I watch a movie with him. And so
pretty much
that's what we're going to be talking about mostly on this podcast is
yep.
Lots of movie stuff and maybe some different ways that you haven't seen before.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when we kind of first came up with the idea, and by the way, it was your idea in a lot of ways, because you were like, hey, can we do a podcast on Ender's Game? And I'm like, sure, we can read the book and talk about the movie. You can come on, Take Me to Your Reader. And you're like, yeah, I don't want to read a book. So I thought maybe we should do a podcast about movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think also I wanted to do something that was unique and maybe mix up the way that we kind of subcategoried and categorized our movies together. And, we didn't want to just do, movies that we've seen before or just new releases. We kind of wanted to mix it up a little bit, do some unique styles. And so I think he can talk a little bit more about
it. Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was looking at the 2018 box office winners on Box Office Mojo.
Mm-hmm.
And like the first 10 entries, I believe, are all like franchise films and sequels and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be talking about a lot of that kind of stuff.
I mean, I think that there's a lack of original storytelling in mm-hmm. current day film, which is, a little bit disappointing, but that way, when you do see the movies that are original, it makes it a lot more special.
It also makes it easy for us to throw stuff into categories because mm-hmm. of that kind of lack of originality. So we can be like, Taken happened, and then a whole bunch of other old man action movies mm-hmm. happened. I think for the first episode, we wanted to talk about films that we feel like should have been better performers at the box office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, one of those movies, we're hoping to do three movies in that first. Should we discuss some of the movies we're going to include?
Right. It's a good thing that you reminded me about that, because we got to talk about our title, right?
Yeah.
Ethan's a swimmer, and I wanted to go with something punny, and so I decided Brief Reviews, because it's a type of swimsuit. But when I say brief, we're not talking about like a 15-minute episode about one movie or something, we're talking about an episode where we talk about multiple films, but briefly. And then not so brief would be if we ever decide to do one film and we want to do a deeper dive.
Now, those deep dives would be included in films that have just come out. And if, for instance, we did category of the old man action films, like you recently mentioned, there's a movie called Cold Pursuit coming out, which is going to fit under that category, and we're probably going to do a deep dive on that, just because we are very excited for that movie for multiple reasons.
We're so much more excited than that movie deserves, I'm sure.
Yeah. And so we're going to see that and do a deep dive. That's just an example of how we're going to kind of do some categories, and then when new movies come out that could potentially fit into those categories will be a deeper dive because it is a new release. And so for our first category, we're hoping to do, like you said, some movies that we thought should have better performed at the box office because they were either critically acclaimed very highly with their Rotten Tomato ratings and other either other people, other movie critics liked it, or we just had an opinion that was higher than the average person.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do that just because a lot of our favorite movies kind of come from that area.
The other thing to talk about, though, is like if we bring up the fact that we're going to cover underperforming films, right, people would be able to tweet at us or whatever and say, hey, why didn't you guys do this movie and that movie and this uh-huh. movie? We're not going to seek to be comprehensive, certainly in any one episode, but we're not really going to seek to be comprehensive over the entire scope of our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the movies that we want to do in the order that we want to do them. And, if somebody wants to reach out and suggest something for us to do, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But we're probably going to confine ourselves to most of the time, no more than three movies per episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we'll just do one with a deeper dive.
And sometimes we won't exactly be super strict about, you know, how a movie is going to fit into the category, because we don't want to, you know, for that underperforming film, we just looked at like a basic, you know, what the budget was, what the actual box office success was. And it's just going to be pretty general, so that way we can fit a couple movies into a couple episodes, just because we don't want to have just one movie, obviously. We want to be doing multiple in each episode, just pretty briefly.
Yeah, and we'll probably also do some stuff where we're like, we're big fans of Christopher Nolan's films.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we might do a couple episodes on his non-Batman films.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll ever do the Batman ones. Do we have anything unique to say about the Batman films?
Yeah, so, I mean, at this point, those movies came out a while ago, and everyone's kind of at the same opinion that Batman Begins was awesome. Dark Knight's the greatest Superman, I mean, excuse me, not Superman, greatest superhero film of all time. That's pretty common opinion.
Yeah.
And then Dark Knight Rises, well, you know, wasn't as solid. I'm pretty sure that most people would agree with that, and we don't really have anything new. If we were to talk about it, we could just talk about, you know, maybe an analytical point of view. We could just talk about our favorite scenes, some of the stuff that people have come up with over the years. But I think that we're going to focus more on not doing as much mainstream superhero movies. We're going to be doing a little bit more stuff that tailors to the adult audience when it comes to it actually needing your brain to, you know, comprehend what's going on and think about it in a smart way. But obviously there will be some exceptions with, you know, some movies that we're going to go and be able to eat popcorn and laugh at, which I will look forward to. We'll get to those later.
So, Ethan, what are our credentials for having a movie podcast? And we're not even necessarily confining it to just movies, right? We might do some TV as well.
Yeah, I think we're definitely going to stick more in that movie area. You know, if we can't have any official credentials or anything that, you know, establishes us as our opinion is so valid. We're just two nerds who like to go see movies and discuss them.
Yeah.
And, you know, get into arguments about how we thought the movie was better than how they thought it was, and just enjoy it. I think it's a way that me and my dad bond really well and are able to just have fun together. But then also it's a time for us to have just, we call it dad and dude time. And so just to be able to use that as an experience to kind of just see kind of our favorite form of art in a sense, and just be able to experience it together.
Yeah. I just had the idea, we need to do at some point an episode about movies we disagree about.
Yeah, there's definitely some stuff that we can get into. But other categories include movies that we don't want to watch. And so, for example, my dad might make me watch a movie that I don't want to see, and we discuss that. And then in the same episode, we might watch a movie that he doesn't want to watch, but I do. And so we just have some collaborative not wanting to watch a film. And then other than that, what else do we have for some potential categories?
I mean, we've got a ton of them, like war films, sports movies, you know, there's so many different categories that we have, and we've written down dozens of them. And let's not go through them all right
here. I think that our goal with making these categories was to try to come up with unique names that haven't been seen before. Because a lot of times you'll see reviews, it's just, you know, oh, today we're going to be reviewing, you know, Infinity War, we're going to be reviewing, you know, insert movie from any time, you know, it's just reviewing a general movie that came out, and we're going to try to have unique names and unique categories. So I'm excited to see what we can come up with, because we've mentioned a couple, but I think that down the line we'll be able to come up with some goofy ones.
Yep, that'd be cool. Anything else we need to talk about?
I don't think so. I think we covered pretty much what our goal is, and how, you know, obviously expert we are at reviewing movies already.
Yeah. No, we're just gonna kind of capture the conversations that you and I have on the way back from movies, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that'd be kind of nice to just put a microphone in the car and just listen to us talk. But
yeah, I mean, we've got the portable recorder. I could do it at some point.
Yeah, but no, it's just gonna be a pretty laid back, just us throwing opinions back and forth and just talking about what we thought of the movies briefly, like you said, brief reviews, and then also not so brief down the line, depending on what releases come out. And so, should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, should be good. So I do want to let you know how you can contact us. We have a Twitter handle that is Brief Not So Brief, and you can find us that way. Give us a follow. Shoot us a tweet, and that'd be cool. I'm going to be hosting the thing on my Hugo's Podcast website, so it's just hugospodcast.com. So both podcasts will be there, so it may be a little confusing, but I'm cheap and I don't want to register another domain name. Okay, cool. So everybody, we'll try and keep this as short as possible. I feel like we've rambled a bit. I'll edit it down to try and make it palatable.
Kind of just introductory for who we are and what we're going to do.
Yeah. So I guess until next time, I'm Seth.
I'm Ethan.
And we'll talk to you next time when we talk about underperformed movies or movies we think should have performed better.
Awesome. All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
No, I'm recording. Haha. What are you going to do?
Edit this crap out.